says have a good day, but you're staying with us here for the Phil Hendry Show.
That's correct.
Yeah, you're right.
And this is General Galen Shaw.
This is Margaret Gray, now you.
Okay, and this is General Galen Shaw. Here's Bud Dickman.
Yeah, it's Bud Dickman. And here's Robert Leonard.
And I'm Margaret Gray. It's a little loose. We can do that again. You want to do that again?
No, I don't.
And here's Phil Hendry. Well, I think...
Thank you very much, Margaret, and welcome to the program. By the way, when you say a little loose,
you have really got garbage between the ears, don't you?
You're the one that said it.
Yeah, you were saying don't say blue. You can't be blue and loose.
I meant when I'm talking... Can you believe these people?
You guys, don't look for something to be wrong and try to make it wrong. You understand?
No, I don't understand.
You don't understand?
I don't understand. What do you mean?
When you said...
I said we are running things loose.
Yeah, you said blue and loose.
I didn't say blue and loose. I wasn't referring to loose in the...
In the sexual scent.
I didn't want to say scent.
Yeah, what do you mean scent? What, are you smelling something I'm not? No, I'm not. So welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it ain't blue or loose.
It's not blue or loose. Welcome to the show, the Phil Hendry Show. We have got today, I believe we have Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police rejoining us because Jay is going to be talking about something very unusual for a Citizens Auxiliary Police guy to talk about, and that is the possible discovery of a prehistoric unicorn.
Now, what is this all about?
Yeah, they made a find it.
Now, they might have found a unicorn fossil of some kind.
Oh, that's a load of old crap, and you know it.
Well, I mean, that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
They have fossil evidence. I must know.
Well, I don't know if it's fossil real or not, but they're speculating.
They're speculating.
Yeah.
And then we also have, Karen Deauville.
Oh, Karen is back. Yes, Karen is back with her husband and her brother-in-law. And they were on vacation. I think they're traveling to Australia now. And we'll catch up with them at LAX.
Yeah, they are going to Australia, and they're going to talk a little bit about the environment in Australia. And then we have Chris Norton to talk about something very interesting. There was a nurse in some part of, where was she? Was she in Florida or something?
No, I think she was in upstate New York. She took the picture. She took a picture of a couple of guys, penises.
You're kidding.
No, and Chris Norton is going to be on to warn any nurse that if he's in the hospital and he's unconscious and the dressing gown is slipped above the lower...
Yeah, if it's slipped above the ball area.
You know, Bud, just because you say ball area doesn't mean people aren't hearing ball area. And that means you're filthy and crude and stupid, even though you want to sound educated.
If you said...
Hey, break it up, will you?
I said what?
If you put the emphasis in the right area, ball area.
The right area, ball area? Let me feel your forehead.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this?
Ms. Gray said if you accentuate it right...
Oh, you're talking about the French. That's got nothing to do with anything.
Margaret, you said that it's perfectly acceptable medical terminology to say ball area instead of ball area.
You know, you're a lying old freak.
Oh, you see an old man, you go ahead and kick his ass.
You're a lying old freak.
Hey, I'll have none of it. Hey! You reach over at me. I told you, what you pull back may not be yours.
What does that mean?
You know, hey, Dad, that's no, Wow, listen to you. That is no way a man threatening a woman like that.
I'm not threatening her and she knows it.
What I pull back, I won't recognize? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, relax, will you?
I may call my husband.
You go ahead and do that. Hey, come on, will you? I don't like reaching over here.
You were saying that I said Balaria and...
Well, whatever kind of language you are... teaching Bud.
I'm not teaching him anything, Phil.
You're teaching him the pronunciation of things. Mark, we gotta get this straight. You know, when you talk about how...
Phil, no, you don't set me straight. I set you straight.
Wait. When you talk about the way things are pronounced, and you got the French...
Damn, it's great, you got the French.
This is not the French.
Yeah, but if you say to a guy, well, if you give it the right enunciation, it's cool.
No, I didn't say that either. Do you want to carve it up some more?
Talking about the where you put the emphasis...
The accent is what it's called.
Well...
The accent.
All right, when you say you put the accent a certain way...
Yes, when you say the nurse lifted... let's say the guy's name is Chaz. Chaz's pajama bottoms were yanked down so that Nurse Jones could take a Polaroid of his Bolaria. Now, that's a perfectly acceptable... What are you looking at?
You're nuts!
That sounds crazy.
Oh, all of you can go to hell on the same elevator. Excuse me.
Margaret, no, excuse me.
Yeah, there she goes. There she goes.
Yeah, there she goes. You would say to me, Margaret Gray...
Yeah. Nurse Jones pulled Chaz's pajamas down.
What?
That was the guy you said!
I don't know anyone named Chaz.
That you were given... She thinks, you know...
Don't talk about me like I'm not there.
Margaret, you're wrong, okay? You can't say ball area when you mean ball area.
It sounds more medicinal and medical.
Margaret, the only person that sounds medical to is the doctor that's checking you into Ward B, Nuthouse C, in Nutville.
All right.
Okay, thank you. This is the world... This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, and I think it's time that we do something that we've been meaning to do for a long time.
Phil Henry Show Traffic.
All right, yeah, baby.
All right, so right now we're going to be up down the freeway out here in the Indianapolis. And out there in Indianapolis, you've got the guy to Art and Art Park and Prize, the 16 Art Park still there to fly the flight. Let's go to the Sky Boys. Find out what happened.
I only think one bomb I'm going to find a seaway. There's a bomb in. And without a seaway, I'm going to find a bomb in. I'll tell what is that? Is that a view of my day? And then the 405 freeway, the bounce man, let's go over to Boyd. Sky baby sweeping. That's the right to let the hour, Yeah, but the way how you see, what are that dialogue good?
Hollywood. Boyd, Sky baby sweeping. Hollywood.
Hollywogs Are Us, a place you can take the kids and take a look at all of the stuff that swims around in bad water in the garbage can. Hi, Chad Chitlin here for Hollywogs Are Us. You know, we've been starting this for quite some time, and we're going to keep on starting until we get it right. We've started and restarted and given up on Hollywog Land, and now we think we've finally got it. So bring the kids down to Hollywog Land. All it is a big garbage can with bad rainwater in it. Come on in, take a look at whatever swims around at the bottom there, and come on over to our souvenir shop. Buy yourself a large inflatable wet Hollywog of some kind you can float around in the bathtub. I don't know. I don't care any longer. I put all my own money into this. It looks like I won't be seeing anything in return for quite some time. That's right. Hollywog Land. Hollywog Land, South Rosemead, Rosemead, California. Hollywog Land in Laguna Beach, in Dana Point, San Luis Obispo, Monterey, San Francisco, Phoenix, Tucson, Denver, and the new Hollywog Land in Washington, D.C., plus Miami, soon in New York City. Sorry, we closed the one in Toronto, and coming to a new store in San Diego. There'll be four in San Bernardino. Hollywog Land. Hollywog Land.
Whee! Hey, Mom, I want to go to Hollywog Land. You know,
shut your filthy hole.
Hollywog Land. Miles Hartson for Hartson's Crackers. You know, when we have a party at home and I got friends coming over and we go ahead and cut out that brie and take a look at some of the ball games, my wife always says, have you got Hartson's? And I'll say, well, I've got something that starts with an H, and we'll laugh and have a good time, and she'll check my slacks out. But I'll tell you something. Hartson Crackers have been supporting the cheeses that I enjoy for a long, long time. My wife and I, my friends, my kids, well, they don't matter. This is mostly an adult thing, but Hartson Crackers, and put any cheese you want on that thing. It's going to taste like, it'll sing, it'll talk to you. You won't even want to eat it. You'll want to make friends with it. Hearts and Crackers, available at How Now Brown Cow Supermarkets in Montebello. Don't forget Hearts and Crackers. Ask for it by name.
May I have a Hearts and Cracker?
No. All right, welcome back. World famous Phil Henry Show. PhilHenryShow.com. You like this band, don't you? I like this band. These guys are from St. Cloud, Minnesota. For All Those Sleeping. Incomplete Me is the name of that album.
Well, they're very interesting. They're very refreshing.
Refreshing? All right, anyway. So welcome back here, folks. And we got coming up in just a moment, Karen Deauville is going to join us.
Yeah, I'm going to get Karen Deauville, and she and her husband are at LAX on the way, and they're also going Larry, too.
Oh, she's leaving with Herb and Larry, and they're going on vacation to Melbourne.
Now, this Karen Deauville, she goes on vacation with her husband and her brother-in-law.
Yes. Well, what does that mean, General?
Yeah, you know, never mind. Never mind. I'll just let you sit there and guess.
Well, what do you think? There's something illicit going on?
Little bit.
Now, I mean, what do you think, Mr. Evan? Going out of town and...
Yeah, the garbage. How do you think? How do you get one thought through in your mind when your any normal thought, like, I need to go to the bathroom, has to find its way through all of the garbage?
Margaret, I do just fine. Boy, you are a...
I'm a what?
I was going to say you're a filthy animal.
You're talking to a lady.
Hey, Margaret, if you're a lady, then you won't be belching like that.
Really? How's that feel? Huh? Good? How's that fit? Good size?
Hey.
You got Karen?
Yeah, I do have Karen Doville. And right now she's out of traffic. I'm just kind of practicing my traffic.
Yeah, just put her on the air. Karen Doville at Los Angeles International Airport is with us. They're waiting to get on an airplane, I think, and head off to Sydney, Australia. Karen, great to have you with us.
Oh, Phil, thank you so much. Herb, run.
Go back.
Herb's over right now. He's getting some stuff in here. So I'm so happy to be on the air with you. And Margaret.
Oh, hello, Karen.
Hello, dear. We're having a ball. Oh, I love your program. I love your program.
Karen, I want to ask you something. You're going to be going to Australia. You'll be seeing the Great Barrier Reef, right?
Oh, yes. We're going to snorkel. Do you know, Hold on for a minute. Larry, Phil Henry.
I'm going late.
Phil Henry, yeah.
Kurt.
Margaret. All right. What was your question, Phil?
Are you going to see the Great Barrier Reef?
We are going to see the Great Barrier Reef. Herb, are those our bags? Those are our bags. Boy, oh boy.
Man. Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry, Phil.
Say, who are you calling boy anyway?
No, what is that, a bell captain?
No. That's one of the... He's white. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's all right with you, huh?
Well, it's all right.
Anyway, so, yes, we're going to see the Great Barrier Reef. It's going to be so much fun. I love it very much.
All right. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, Karen, is the Great Barrier Reef apparently is bleaching, meaning it is turning white.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, had you, because you and Herb and Larry, your brother-in-law, you guys like to...
Larry, it's Henry. It's Phil Henry.
Oh, Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're just so excited to be on the air with you. We love you so much.
Yeah, ma'am, this is General Shaw. Could you please not whisper? Could you please not whisper?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Go ahead, Phil.
What I wanted to say...
Yes, excuse me, Phil. Karen, when you whisper, we can barely hear you, darling.
Oh, okay, I'm so sorry. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah. So you have snorkeled...
Oh, we love to snorkel. Herb, it's Phil Henry.
Karen, hold on.
Sorry.
So you like to snorkel. Have you noticed, when you've been to the Great Barrier Reef, have you noticed any of this bleaching? What the scientists are saying is that they are seeing this beautiful coral reef, this Great Barrier Reef in Australia, is beginning to lose its color, you know?
I don't know anything about that. That's very, very interesting. Do you want me to take pictures? Larry, make sure we get the Great Barrier Reef.
Go, Pete!
Yeah, get pictures. I haven't noticed anything. When you talk about bleaching, it takes me back to when I was a stewardess, and I told you I was a flight attendant. Okay, so on Gunter Airlines. All right.
But you haven't seen this in the Barrier Reef?
Yeah, talk about the Great Barrier Reef, Ms. Doville.
No, I know the bud. Oh, you're so cute. I love that. You know, bud is cute. Everyone gives him a hard time. General, you shouldn't give him such a hard time.
No, ma'am, I shouldn't give him such a hard time. You're right.
No. But when I was working for Gunter Airlines, I was a flight attendant. Margaret, do you remember?
Oh, yes, I remember when you were a real globetrotter.
Yeah. Well, the girls used to talk about bleaching. And I would say, well, now stop that. Stop it. And,
Jesus H.
We don't need to,
Well, they were talking about bleaching their butts.
Oh, God, the butthole?
Why are you talking about that?
Well, Phil said bleaching.
Oh, talk about the butthole.
Karen, forget about that, okay?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Phil. Did I overstep the bound? I overstepped the bound. Herb, I overstepped it. I'm so sorry, Phil. When you talked about bleaching, that's the first thing I thought about. A couple of girls said, well, let's bleach the butthole. And
darling, we can hear everything you're saying.
Yes, ma'am, that is very crude.
I'm so sorry, but Phil, when getting back to the bleaching of the Great Barrier Reef...
Karen, let me ask questions before you talk. That was completely off the subject.
Talk about bleaching the butthole, God. Damn, man.
Well, you know, Phil said bleach.
Talk about that bleach.
Herb, just butt up. Phil, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
Okay, just shh. Be quiet. Let me talk, okay?
Okay. Herb, you want me to talk, Herb. You guys want me to talk.
All right,
I can't talk.
Okay. We're talking about the Great Barrier Reef.
Don't let David.
Shut up. I'm sorry, Phil. Oh, I'm so sorry.
We're talking about the Great Barrier Reef, right?
Yes, we're talking about the Great Barrier Reef.
Okay. And you guys have snorkeled that?
No, we haven't snorkeled that. We stork, Grant. What did we stork?
I'll be able to snork.
We call it snorking, Phil.
What do you mean when you call it snorking?
That's what we call snorkeling. And we stork Grand Cayman. But we never saw the bleaching of the reef. And I'm sorry because we said bleaching. Natural antimicrobial.
You know? Please, darling, don't talk about that. You know,
well,
don't talk about the moon.
Okay, so forget.
Okay, Karen, thank you.
Don't talk that bleach it. I don't. My wife bleach it.
God, man. You know what? That took you how long to hang up on her?
Phil, I apologize.
Well, what the hell is her problem? Bell thinks you got a problem, so just excited about being on the air.
Yeah, she's just all excited about being on the air with you.
Yeah, sure. Every 5 seconds.
Well, you're not accusing her of doing that on purpose, do you?
I'm not accusing her of doing it on purpose, do I?
Yes. All right, you're not accusing her of doing that on purpose, are you?
Thank you.
I see. You'll throw out my comment because the grammar wasn't right? What a tight ass.
I'm just telling you, that was inexcusable, and I didn't want to hear that, and she kept repeating it. That's why I'm saying my experiences with people who keep repeating things...
Mr. Terry?
What?
Your hand is in front of your face on the video cast.
Oh, yeah, I can see that, Phil. Your hand is sticking right in front of your face.
Well, that's too bad, man.
Well,
didn't you want me to tell you?
No, I don't think I ever told you to stop me and bug me about where my hand is.
Well, what bug in your face, Mr. Ernie? Well, that may be a good thing, and I'm not trying to be a smartass. All right.
So, anyway, what we were talking about before I was so rudely interrupted is your friend Karen with the bleaching of, you know...
Of the butt, I'm sorry.
Yeah, see, you said it on purpose.
No, I did not. I'm trying to establish you were talking about the Great Barrier Reef, right?
Yes, of course I was.
Phil, I don't appreciate you raising your voice.
Come on, Miss Gray. Wake up and smell the coffee.
Wake up and... You know, you're going to wake up and snip it.
Oh, my God, she lifted her dress up.
No, I not... I'm taking a walk.
There she goes for the second time.
Wake up and smell this, and you lifted your dress?
You know, you want to know something? You asked for it, you got it.
All right, so that was the... thank you very much, Karen, wherever you are. There is a bleaching going on of the Great Barrier...
Butthole.
Will you...
Phil, kick your ass, man.
The Great Barrier Reef, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah!
Karen Deauville, man, she is, she's way out there, baby. Way, way out there! Here's a story that, you know, you can well imagine what this was all about. Or maybe not, I don't know.
You don't know what's in a woman's mind, especially a nurse.
Well, all right. But a nurse who snapped a photo of a patient's penis has surrendered her license.
Is that, what state was this?
In New York State. The story's out of Fulton, New York. A Fulton nurse convicted of taking a photo of an unconscious patient's penis with her iPhone last year surrendered her license, according to the New York State Education Department. Kristen Johnson, if you look at her picture here, I'll show you guys at home there on Phil TV and HD.
Well, she looks like a Kristen.
Well, what is a Kristen? Oh, she's a blonde, huh?
Kristen Johnson.
But that means she's a blonde.
She looks like a dumbass blonde, yeah.
All right. Kristen Johnson was forced to give up her license as part of a plea deal where she pled guilty to misdemeanor disseminating of unlawful surveillance photos. Her conviction came after a 9-month investigation by the Onondaga County District Attorney's Office.
Yeah, but son, you really read those words good, man.
You do have a great mastery of phonetics, Phil.
Thank you very much. I'm, you know...
What's the word?
He said Onondaga. That's very, very difficult to say.
Let me look at it. Onondaga. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Thank you very much. I've been reading professionally for a long time.
How do you do that, Phil? How do you anticipate a word you've never seen before, a word you could not well imagine ever even existing? How do you...
Margaret, I've seen the word many times.
Where?
On a map. Oh.
All right, smartass.
Yeah, Mr. Henry's seen a map.
You know, not everyone looks at maps as carefully as Phil. Not everyone has all the free time Phil has to sit in his underwear and look at maps.
Oh, I see. That's it.
Well, I can well imagine.
All right, Phil, just get on with the story, will you?
I'm sorry, Phil, but the only people that have time to look at maps...
Yes. Sit in their underwear.
Yes, sit in their underwear and drink, I don't know, some sort of a hot cocoa. And scratch and... Never mind.
All right,
here, I'll do it. On and dig.
Give me that, Margaret. Don't grab that for me.
Well, then don't grab this.
Come on.
Come on, break it up, will you?
Talk to me like...
I said to break it up.
But...
Now, wait a minute. Mr. Henry's reading. You, Sam. You, over there. You, all of you out there. Shut up. Damn, Troy's going nuts!
All right, bud, I'm just...
I said to shut up! And you, General Sam!
I was gonna go to the...
Sit down! Go ahead.
Thank you, bud.
I said I'm gonna come over there, man. I'll be all over you like white on rice, woman. Woo!
All right, wait a minute. Her conviction came... Boy, bud, I've never seen you so forceful.
Thank you.
I'm gonna kick his head.
Hey,
there now. Talk to me like that.
Her conviction came after a 9-month investigation by the Onondaga County District Attorney's Office into complaints from her upstate university hospital co-workers that she sent pictures of two patients via text message. She was originally charged with 2 counts of second degree. You know, people are so dumb, man. They send this stuff. You know, people do stupid stuff and then they put it on the internet like they're not going to get caught.
Yeah, well, what is with these? Don't they know it's illegal?
I don't think they think about that. I think, hey, look at this cool thing I just did. You know, do you want to look at it? Like those kids that post stuff on YouTube and then they wind up getting their asses kicked for it. Anyway, her conviction came after a 9-month investigation by the Onondaga County District Attorney's Office into complaints from her upstate university hospital co-workers that she sent these pictures via text message. She was originally charged with 2 counts of second-degree unlawful surveillance and 1 count of second-degree disseminating unlawful surveillance. The felony charge against her was reduced as part of her plea, which also requires Johnson to spend 3 years on probation.
But she has lost her license as a nurse, and that's a very important thing to remember.
Yeah, she won't be able to practice in a profession, right, Mr. Henry?
No, she will not. Her profession, her, you know, practicing her profession is done, man. I mean, all for the big laughs of getting herself on the
Facebook, like getting all kinds of likes. Is that what it's about?
Yeah, they don't get likes and everything.
Now, you got Chris Norton there.
Yeah.
Chris, General Shaw.
Yeah, General, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Did you hear about this guy?
No, I mean, I know that it's most likely probably a problem that a lot of guys do have, you know. I've had this problem, on a rare occasion.
We're hearing the music there, and we're hearing the adult film music?
We're on a set right now. Generally, we have this music playing when we're in the middle of a scene or if we've just cut. We just cut a scene here. We're filming part two of Expo Sexational, Chris Norton's Experiment.
What is it called, Chris?
This is called Expo Part Two, Sexational Chris Norton's Experiment.
Chris Norton's Experiment.
That's correct, yeah. And right now, Barbara and Hangdog and also Hung and Slav have all just walked off the set.
Now, who are those people?
Those are actors. You've never heard of Hung or Law Dog?
I've never heard Law Dog. Is that the guy's name?
Well, two of the guys we got right now. Hung is, his name is Jack Hung. And then we got Slaw Dog and Law Dog, you know.
Now, what are these guys?
They're two of the biggest names in porn. Wow. I'm sorry. There's a guy on the...
Hey, Chris, just talk to us, not anybody off mic.
Oh, sorry. You've never heard of Slaw Dog or Law Dog?
I've never... No, Slaw Dog and Law Dog.
Yeah, Law Dog is... We call him the meat packer. We also have Slaw Dog, and Slaw Dog is sweet, sweet to the sweets. And then we have Susie Q, Booberella.
These are just obviously stage names for these girls.
No, they're their real names. Yeah, they're stage names. God. Sure, there's a chick. You try to think there's a chick named Barbara Booberella.
No, I don't. That's why I said it's just...
All right, so we're just getting...
All right, well, we're sorry to bother you.
Well, it's no bother at all, Mr. Henry. I always enjoy it.
Yeah, Chris, look, the question that I've got for you, there's a woman that was lost her nurse license, as you know. Did you get the facts?
I got a fax of a story here about some sweetness. She looks sweet. She looks basically like the type that is going to take, you know, she's going to want to get a little, you know, shed a little light on the subject. I know women like this, you have to be careful. She wants to get, you know, wants to get her case for free. And generally, I do charge, you know, I'll charge, I don't know, anywhere from $20 to $30 or $40 if you want to get a snippet of it.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. So you're charging women to take pictures of your penis?
I have, yeah, in the past. I mean, if she's sweet and I decide that she's worth spending a few hours with, I may let her go ahead and take a picture of it for free.
Okay, we're talking to,
what are you laughing at, Phil?
Well, it is. I mean, that isn't funny, Mr. Henry, but it is certainly, I enjoy thinking about it, but I wouldn't be laughing. Are you laughing at me?
Yeah, Chris, I'm laughing at you.
Why wouldn't we laugh at that? That's...
Okay, fine. The day you get a chick to offer to pay cold, hard cash to get a picture of it, friend, you come see Chris Norton, you know.
What, are you going to double the price?
That's a good one, Phil.
What a...
Don't hang up.
I'm not hanging up, man. I'm going to pretend to. Ah! All right, I'm okay now.
By the way, Chris, are you sitting at the bar?
By the way, Chris, I'm sitting at the bar.
Oh, you're just making it sound funny, Mr. Norton.
Yeah, you're sitting at the bar behind the rope?
Yeah, I'm sitting at the bar behind my velvet rope. What about it?
I thought you were on set.
No, we just finished. We're off set right now, and over at Rusty Pelican. I'm going to have a drink.
Pelican?
Yeah, what is up with you?
We just want to make sure we know you are, because we're hearing that music.
Yeah, I had Steve and Rick and Rob, who are, you know, bartending tonight, to go ahead and pump it on through. But yeah, we're off there right now. We were shooting with Slaw Dog, and we were shooting with Rick Hoven and, you know, some of the dudes that I enjoy shooting with. And we also, like I said, we got Bubarella. Bubarella is one of the chicks that I had been dating. And, you know, she enjoyed the sets that I had, and I enjoyed her sets. And so it was really a matter of time before we were going to be probably hooking up pretty soon. Hey, hold on for a minute. Hey, Steve, can that music, will you? Yeah, can that music, will you, man? All right. Boobarella was, you know, she was the first woman that I found who was going to try and take, you know, picture of it.
This girl named Bubarella that you have been filming, she's one of the adult film actresses?
That's correct, yeah.
And she, you had a sexual relationship with her?
Well, yeah, I do have sex with any of the women that are in our film. Bubarella was earmarked for... She was earmarked for my apartment. We put a big red star on her resume that she would be sent directly to my, you know, to my bedroom. You know what I mean, Mr. Henry?
Uh-huh.
And at that time, after we got done, because my sex was very strong, so she did enjoy it, and then requested that she wanted to get it, if she could take a picture of it. And I said, well...
Now, I want to ask you something.
Well, hold on. I said to her, no, you may not. I said, only after we have our set scene on set, then after the set, I'll go ahead and let you take a picture snip.
Now, what is a picture snip? Is that...
It's a small little picture that we have a camera for. We don't allow a regular size picture. She can take a dinky picture, and then you look at it through a microscope.
That's probably the way most people got to look at your penis, right?
Goodbye.
No, don't hang up.
Why would you say that, man? I mean, I'm an adult film actor.
But why are you having people taking small, tiny pictures of your penis?
Because I don't want it marketed illegally for to have anyone make the money on it. Why do you think chicks want to take a picture of it?
Well, maybe they want to take a picture of it and send it to Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Oh, what a...
All right, look, Chris, we don't mean to give you a hard time, but you're walking right into these.
Yeah, right. Hey, let me tell you something, man. I have been in, I've been in a lot of different adult film. I've done a lot of different adult things. I have,
We're talking to Chris Norton here about the nurse that lost her license. You've had young women taking pictures of your penis, as you say, and they've offered to pay.
That's right, anywhere from $20 to $50. Depend upon whether they want to take video, or they want to take just a series of bursts of, you know, like boom, 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 boom. You know, they'll offer to pay for it, and I'll say, well, you know, what's that about? And they'll say, we'd just like to pay, you know, stand and look at it. And I'll say, fine, I can stand here and look at it. And then, you know, Lance Germain, my manager, said, take a picture, it lasts longer. And they're like, okay. So what started out is kind of smart ass, you know.
All right, Chris Norton on the phone with us. Chris, the very best of luck to you in your film career. What do you think of this nurse that took these pictures illicitly?
Well, I think any woman is going to take a picture of your penis. Should do it fully and openly and offer to pay and offer to have the decency if she has sex with you and then she wants to have a picture of it to at least say, well, at least take the picture while I'm conscious and awake and I'm laying there and I can look down and I see a camera aimed right at it. Instead of me laying there unconscious and I don't know that you got something aimed at it and you're just going, yeah, click, 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 as fast as you're taking pictures, you're putting them on the internet and sending it out so everyone can see the sets and see the massiveness of it. That's the only thing I've got a problem with.
Well, isn't that just terrible, Chris? I'm sure that somewhere along the line, everything will balance out in your favor, but...
It's fine. Margaret's sort of just leaning over and getting sick. All right. Well, Chris, I appreciate you being on the program with us here and for being on our program here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'd like to offer you a digital download of all of our best of Phil Henry radio CDs. It'll be a digital download, a $150 value, yours free for being here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, I appreciate it, Mr. Henry. Thank you very much. And, you know, $150 is $150. So,
thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Chris Norton, who charges money to have women take pictures of his penis.
Yes, because it's so magnificent, and yet when Bud made a very understandable joke, but he said we only allow little tiny pictures, and Bud said, I'll bet that's how most people see your penis anyway.
No, I didn't. He said, you got to look through it, at it through a microscope, and I said, that's how.
Yes, all right, Bud. Good for you.
Well, got to get it right.
All right, well, I think I got it essentially right. He got upset with that.
Well, look, Norton, why did you even ask that guy to come on?
Because I thought he would have a comment on this one. He said basically what I thought he would say, which was, how dare she? And if it was him, she'd have to pay for it.
Well, she may be.
Now, this guy, whoever it is, man, he may sue her. And yeah, damn right, they'll be paying for it. They'll be paying for it through the nose, man.
Trophy.
Don't worry about that, man. That's going to be the case.
I want a trophy.
All right, man. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Coming up, Jay Santos. And we'll talk about, what do you think? Unicorns.
Girl, when I'm with you, feel like a champion. Ever since I got with you, I feel like
Dork Cola. Boy, is it tasty. Is it refreshing? Is it good for you? No, it's not. But Dork Cola tastes good. It's sweet. It's, oh, man, I can't even. Dork Cola, now sold in 5 different flavors. Dork, Dork Brown, and Belinda. Dork Cola, that's 3 different flavors. 5 different flavors, Dork, Dork Brown, and Belinda. That's 5. Okay. And if the state says it's 3, it's 3. Dork Cola.
The world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California will be back in just a minute.
Hello everyone, this is Bobby Dooley, and if you'd like to see all of us enjoying the summer-tacular at Western Estates, you're invited July 16th to the outside gates at Western Estates. You can see us partying, swimming, drinking, listening to bands, and watching our fashion show. You'll be standing in the street watching this, but it's closer than a lot of people get. The only people allowed are residents, and the only people allowed to be residents are people that I pass. And the only people that I pass are people that are of all races. I want you to know that. But some are. We have a balance. There's more of a certain type. 3 guesses, the first 2 don't count.
The Western Estates Summer-tacular this summer, July 16th at Western Estates in Southern California.
I'm Bobby Dooley.
I'm Steve Dooley. You're not.
Thank you, Steve.
You grew up on J-Lo, Timberlands. By Manolo now. Till one day I put an angel in your ultrasound.
Man, we went walking today.
No, I saw that you and Lauren went walking. Where'd you go?
We took a walk through the Channel Islands Harbor and...
Yeah, a lot of people like old guy stuff doing that.
Yeah, but that's like old guy stuff. What do you mean old guy stuff?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Not taking a walk. Jeez. Why don't you jog it, man?
Yeah, I'll run.
Well, I didn't run. I walked, okay? It was just a real cash thing. It was great. It was great. It was windy as hell. But we walked along the Channel Islands Harbor, and then we turned around and came back. You know, big wow, man. Went over the bridge over there.
So you left the beach area. You went over to the other beach.
Yeah, we went over to the other beach. But windy as hell these days here in this part of California. We're in the coast, just north L.A., and, man, it gets crazy. It's
yeah, the wind is kind of crazy here.
But look, every wintertime, the wind hits this area like it's just... What the hell is this, Wizard of Oz or something? I'm telling you, it's nuts. Well, it got really, really, really windy this afternoon and then died down a little bit, and it's picked up in recent hours. But, you know, the weather is goofy. And there was a... If you look up this wind I don't know. What is it under, bud?
I think it's under Santa Ana.
Well, the Santa Ana wind is a regular occurrence. But there was a wind that happened in 2011 through where I grew up, which is the San Gabriel Valley. And it went from the mountains all the way through the San Gabriel Valley and then right straight down to the ocean. And this was a hurricane-strength wind that I didn't experience. I didn't even hear about it, man, until like maybe 6 months ago.
Now, wait a minute. This was a record wind and you never heard of it.
I'm sure that it was on the news. It must have been everywhere in the news. But for whatever reason, I missed it. And it went right through Arcadia, my hometown, flattened trees, flattened dogs. I didn't flatten dogs. But what? Jeez, a hurricane-strength wind flattened everything. And I was talking to some friends of mine. They said, it was nuts. It was nuts. I mean, the pets were jumping up on furniture, and it was a loud-ass wind, and then it was gone. It's in Wikipedia there, bud.
Now, look at what's called a Santa Annie.
It's not Santa Annie. I wish you wouldn't say that.
It's the Santa Ana. Yeah, Santa Ana winds, I don't know, man. It's a specific event, though, it happened back in 2011. All right, Jay Santos is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and there's been a discovery. I don't want to make it sound too heavy, but there has been a discovery, an archaeological discovery, Jay, that I know you've, is he there?
No, Jay Santos.
Jay, how are you, buddy? And welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and I hope you're well.
We're doing good, Phil, and right now we're just concluding a couple flare drops. We're going to do what we call a quick pass right down Clovenin Avenue.
So you're out on the mobile unit?
We are in a mobile unit right now, that's correct.
All right, Jay, this news, which I know was disseminated by the Citizens Auxiliary Police to your substations, giant Siberian unicorn may have existed at the same time as humans, fossil find hints.
That is correct.
When did you see this?
We saw this morning. Hold on for a minute. Hey, Ace, why don't you pull it over for me, huh? I want to check it out. I'd like to tell you what I want to check. Fuck you. All right, forget it.
Are you trying to pull people over?
We're doing a flare drop. We're doing a check. Just make the...
What do you mean you're doing a check?
When I say I want to check it, well, I'm basically looking. These are young people that are out after hours, and I'm going to check to see if they're zipped up. It's as simple as that.
And if they're not?
Then there's something going on. And at that time, then I'll, you know, well, all we want to do is take a peek around.
Yo, Vic, you look at the trouble. The guy's fly is zipped up, man.
What did you just say?
I said if you're looking to see if a guy's fly is zipped up, they're going to think that's inappropriate.
Robert, that is really something. Boy, that is bad, man. That is bad. You trying to tell me I'm trying to get a peek?
Well, I mean, what's that all about?
All right, never mind.
Well, what's it about?
I'm not trying to get a peek. I'm taking a look at his zip-up.
Look, Jay, I've learned not to question what you do, so you go right ahead and do whatever it is you got to do, man. I just want to ask you about this giant unicorn that you sent out an all-points bulletin on.
Pretty weird.
Oh, wow. So you think that's all real? Hold on for a minute. Hey, you. I want to take a peek at it.
What?
I want to look. Is he zipped up?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Get out of here.
What a weird ass, man.
Hey, blow it up for me, Ace. Ah, forget it. What's your question, Phil?
My question is...
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at that you set out an all-points bulletin on this unicorn.
Phil, here's the problem that I see from a law enforcement standpoint. If you have people who have constantly have been talking about unicorns, they get excited about it. I've seen a lot of people who have discussed it. And now all of a sudden...
By the way, can I just say congratulations? No, I better not say it.
Don't say it, Phil. Phil is about to get political.
Oh, you're talking about that religious liberty, religious freedom bill? Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, in Georgia, I got to say...
Yeah, never mind.
All right, man. God, we're talking about unicorn.
Just talk about the unicorn.
All right, here's what I'm trying to say. Unicorn is talked about by a lot of people. A lot of people won't believe in a unicorn. No question about it. And that wasn't a blue car there. Yeah. Hey, I want to take a peek at it.
What are you doing?
I want to take a look at it. Pull it over. Just pull over, buddy. Let's see if it's zipped up.
Fuck off.
Forget it.
You have no right to pull them over.
You hear me chasing them? Yeah. Okay. We can't. No, forget it.
You know, Jay, if you're saying, hey, pull it over, I want to take a look at it, that's probably going to freak out a lot of people.
Really? Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Ray. I'm glad you have all kinds of experience about what's going to freak a guy out when you want to look at it. Man.
You know something, Santos? It's hard to believe that a guy like you exists.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
It's not a compliment.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm going to take it as a compliment.
All right, so let's get back to the unicorn, if you don't mind.
All right, Phil, you don't have to go back to. I mean, we can talk about, hey, hold on. Hey, you, is it zipped up? You got a zip up? What? Get out of here. All right, go ahead, Phil.
All right, so why are you concerned about the unicorn?
Because, I'll say it again, the unicorn is a very, I would say, is a topic of conversation. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
All right. If you tell people that there is the possibility there was a topic because there was a unicorn, people's minds will be transfixed by that. People will become fixated on that. And that becomes a public safety issue. I've got to do a flare drop behind that to find out if people are concentrating on their driving or think about a unicorn. I got to do a flare drop on that, make sure no one has gone ahead and pulled a zipper down on it. Because if you zipper down, and it depends upon the topic, my experience has been.
And what do you mean zipper down?
We have found, General, that there are a number of different topics that will cause a zipper down. And hold on, here comes another guy. Hey, you, is your zipper up? Fuck you. Go ahead, Phil.
You know you were talking.
Oh, that's right. I don't like that. Take off after that guy. You got it. We're going to chase this guy down. As far as I'm concerned, why aren't we moving? Oh, sorry, you mean like, yeah, move. Hold on, Phil. When I say I want to chase him down, that means I want to start driving. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Well, now you know. So my whole point here, Phil, is that this becomes a reason to question people's judgment because they think about a unicorn. Here he's right here. Pull up next to him. Hey, what's with the FU? The fuck you want? Let me see your zipper, man. All you gotta do is open the door so I can look at it.
Look at you, fucking pervert.
No, I'm not a perv. I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police. See that? That's the blue armband, and it's a pith helmet.
Fuck off!
Forget it. You know, let's go get it. Let's stop over here at Toppers. I want to get it out of pasta.
All right, Jay.
Is that it?
That's pretty much it, yeah. So you're going to be, when are you going to be looking for people showing the side effects of shock or of preoccupation with unicorns?
Well, we're doing it tonight, for instance, that last guy there. As far as I'm concerned, that guy is he didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to do a zipper down or do a zipper check. And now, that makes me doubly suspicious that it's on account of a unicorn. Now, I'm going to go over here to Toppers, get on a pasta. Five will get you 10. That guy that didn't zipper down is probably going to be in there.
Well, you know what? I would strongly suggest before you face further lawsuits, and I know you've already got a half a dozen that you're facing.
That lawsuits don't scare me at all.
Hey, look, there's another one. Hold on for a minute.
Hey, you. Hey, Ace. Pull it over, man. It's a zipper down.
What?
I said, I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police. Pull it over, zipper.
Zipper? Pull it over. Want me to chase it?
No, forget it. So, all right, we're going to turn around and go back to substation just as soon as I get a Monster Coke and a Anapasta over here at Toppers.
Okay, Jay, have a good evening, huh, and good hunting.
Yeah, good hunting there, Santos.
Uh-huh.
Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police.
You know, you'll notice that I was quiet because I realize there's really not much I can add to a mental... To a mental challenge like Jay Santos.
Back. Is he smarter than you or something?
That's right, bud. He's smarter than you.
Hey, come on, watch it. No, he's just... That guy, you know what? He deserves to be in a jail cell as far as I'm concerned. That guy is a... He is a walking, talking freak of nature that I don't think the true story has been written on yet. I think there's so much more to know about Jay Santos. None of it good.
All right, well, Jay, and that was the unicorn story. We also had, and we thank our good friend Chris Norton for talking with us about the nurse that took the picture of the guy's penis. And, of course, Karen Deauville.
Karen, thank you so much, darling.
Karen Deauville talking to us about going down and vacationing in Australia and seeing the Great Barrier Reef. They're going to snorkel and see if it's bleaching.
Yes, well, we're not talking about...
Shut up. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre One, all Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved on Podcast One. Good God Almighty.